and more. Wicket's World on Laser 103.3.
Maybe the best race weekend of the year just got done. Happens every year, Memorial Day weekend. Wicket's World brought to you by S&C Automotive, your source for rust and corrosion prevention with Final Coat. Online today, scautomotive.com. We'll start with Sunday, the big race, the Indianapolis 500, the greatest spectacle in all of racing. He had gone 0-for-11, but finally, Joseph Newgarden got it done.
Newgarden with a monster run off turn two.
Joseph Newgarden has never won the Indianapolis 500, and he's ahead on this last lap. Joseph Newgarden, is this the moment when the pain ends?
By one.
The crowd, is it over for Joseph Newgarden, or does Marcus Ericsson have something?
By two.
Team Penske at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, and Joseph Newgarden finally wins the Indianapolis 500.
I'm nearly beyond words. I don't know what you say after something this intense. The Indy 500 is the most difficult race in the world to win, and to finally be able to do it, this is my 12th attempt. It is not easy. Nothing's given here, and I'm just so thankful for my team for letting me be here and sticking with me. And you just can't beat this crowd. I mean, it's the single largest sporting event in the world for a day. And I wanted to get in the crowd. I said, if I'm winning this race, I am going in the crowd. And just to feel that energy was something I will never forget.
And he did. He jumped into the crowd. He went through a little chute in the fence or whatever and got mobbed. Joseph Newgarden wins his first Indianapolis 500. He held off Marcus Ericsson and Santino Ferrucci to drink the milk and kiss the bricks at Indy. And then usually on Sundays after the Indy 500, you get the Coca-Cola 600. So if you want to watch 1,100 miles of racing, you can. Rain washed this one out and pushed it to Monday, which is fine, because if you wanted to watch racing yesterday, you got to see Ryan Blaney and an 0-for-59 streak.
Off turn number four, the Coca-Cola 600 belongs to Ryan Blaney.
That's a big one, Tony.
And a big congratulations to Roger Penske. Win an Indy 500 and the Coke 600 in the same year. Amazing feat.
This guy, I might shed a tear. Man, this has been a cool weekend. Obviously, Memorial Day weekend means a lot. Growing up here, watching Dad run this race for a long time, and it's so cool to just be a part of it, let alone win it. And yeah, I just was able to get the lead on the restart, and then just kind of, my car was so good that I could kind of bide my time a little bit, and we were able to drive off, and I was hoping no caution, just because you never know. I know we had the car to do it, but restarts can be crazy. But, you know, you start to get to feel like you can't win anymore when you don't win in a while, and kind of get hard, so just super thankful to the 12 guys for believing in me, and thank you guys for sticking around. Really appreciate it.
Blaney won. He finished ahead of William Byron, Martin Truex Jr., Bubba Wallace, and Tyler Reddick to win the Coca-Cola 600. Now, Roger Penske owns both cars that won this weekend. It's the first time he's ever won the double dip, the Indy and the Coke, in the same year. And also, if you did not know, last year Will Power won the IndyCar championship, and Joey Logano won the NASCAR championship, both owned by Roger Penske. So the luck keeps rolling out for Roger Penske. It was a perfect Penske weekend, and his drivers, Ryan Blaney and Joseph Newgarden, won the 1,100 miles of racing, both of the biggest races of the weekend. That's Wicket's World, brought to you by S&C Automotive, your source for rust and corrosion prevention with Final Coat. Online today, scautomotive.com.
Heather. Tell me more about this candle.
Wicket. When do we celebrate me?
Mornings on Laser 103.3.